This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
They can strike any time in the shower, in traffic, even at work, and suddenly you've got Padum Padum or Mamma Mia looping in your brain on repeat. I know when I get them, I can't get rid of them. So why do some songs stick and others just completely fade away? And is there actually a way to get rid of them once they do move in? Well, joining us is Professor Emery Schubert from the University of New South Wales, who studies why certain melodies grab hold of us and don't let go. Emery, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Now, Emery, what's your biggest earworm that you can never get rid of?
Well, just now, the Golden Song has jumped into my head, and I wonder why.
What is it about that song, Emery, that gets into our heads, even if we don't like it?
Yeah, so the reason I try to make that joke, and unsuccessfully, is because at the moment, the current thinking is that there's actually just one ingredient that you really need to make a song feasible as an earworm, and that is that it's a special type of repetition in the song. So if you have a song, let's say it has a chorus, and then it has a verse, and then it has a chorus, that is, the chorus repeats, but there's a gap in between, that's not going to be a good recipe for an earworm. But if you have a chorus that repeats immediately, so you have the chorus twice or three or four times, this is often the case, and this is what happens in choruses, that makes it much more useful as a potential earworm. And the reason for that is because we think that the way the musical information is organized in the mind is that when there is something that's immediately repeating, can I throw some jargon at you?
It's called contiguous
repetition.
Contiguous
repetition. If you get that, then what the mind does is, when it organizes material, it doesn't recode that immediate repetition. What it does is it codes it once, and then the next bit of information comes in so similar to what's already coded, it doesn't code it again. It just remembers, okay, I've got to activate that again. And it's like there's a master control that says, okay, when you have the chorus material and it's repeated immediately, don't repeat it immediately. Just get that initial fragment and remember how many times it repeats.
So they're efficient, right, in terms of the use of our memory.
It's an incredible efficiency, and in fact, earworms give us insight into how memory works. So what we think happens is that when you're in a particular state, a particular mental state, which is, in day-to-day speech, we might refer to as daydreaming or mind wandering, there's a particular part of the brain that's active, and that might sound a bit strange. There's a particular part of the brain active when you're relaxing and off in space. But there is, and it's referred to as the default mode network. It's a network in the brain. And when that's active, we think it does is it shuts out that master controller, and it just lets your mind wander freely, as the expression states, which means that the outside rulers, which are trying to deal with things like social interactions and what's going on in your environment, have left for the day.
We're just staring out the window, we're not even aware that we're doing it, we're sort of we're blocking out, I suppose, those other influences. Is that right? So for example, if there is a song on the radio and we're staring mindlessly out to wherever, and we're not necessarily listening to the song, if it's an earworm and it meets all that criteria, it won't necessarily register in our brain. Is that right?
Well, if you're listening to the song, it's actually playing on the radio, then that's different. But if there's no stimulus from outside, your mind is just freewheeling, and it might stumble across that little chorus that we were just talking about, which happens in so many songs, and there's nothing there to say, repeat this four times. It just repeats once. It goes, oh, okay. What happens next? I repeat it again. And there's nothing to say, don't repeat it again. It's looping around. And
we're
so that's
stuck.
Why sometimes it can be really enjoyable and sometimes really hated, because your mind is just doing that, because that's how it's meant to work. but we don't necessarily like it. But interesting, a lot of people do like their earworms. The older research says that people find them really annoying. So, you know, if you're finding it, that last song really frustrating, just learn to enjoy it.
Now, if we do get the earworm, though, does that mean if an earworm comes into our head and we start, you know, maybe we haven't heard the song, but where it just appears and we start singing it, or maybe we heard it some time ago, does that mean that for some reason we've just, our brains are looping and we can't necessarily consciously stop it by saying, can you please stop thinking about this earworm, because that loop has started? How do we stop it?
Yeah, well, you actually can stop it, because the mind wandering state is a state when you're not locked into what's happening around you. So what you can do, a really good way to switch the default mode network off, the one that does all the freewheeling, is to go into a social setting, maybe wait for a group of strangers to walk down the street and start singing it to them, and that will immediately kick off your default mode network. That might be a bit extreme, so
have you done that?
Feel too comfortable doing that. I do it all the time, but that's it. Not even when I'm not having an earworm. So, but that's just me.
I'd be a bit scared of the reaction if I ran down the street and started singing, Golden to strangers.
The earworm would stop.
But I bet you I'd never, ever get that song stuck in my head again.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, you could have a bit of a twitch next time it comes in, but yes, it could have that. Anyway, that's a bit extreme, so I suppose most people wouldn't want to try that technique. Another less socially challenging one is to try to replace a song with another song that does not have contiguous repetition.
Okay, so we override it.
Yeah, so you're going to ask me for an example, aren't you?
I am. I've got a couple of coming right on the text message, so you give us your example first and we'll get to some of those.
Okay, well, one that's well known is Happy Birthday. That doesn't have any exact repetition, it happens immediately. And another one is God Save the King.
God Save the King. Now, that's a song that I wouldn't want to run down the street and sing to strangers. Definitely. What has
you
come...
something that's... I can think there's repetition in it.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't need to. I wouldn't be singing it again. Dean in Brunswick says, Africa by Toto. I think my brain lives permanently in the chorus. Is that one that meets the criteria?
If we start singing through, we'll find out very quickly. Yes, it does.
What about Barbie Girl?
Absolutely. I think that these would all be great workshops in how to produce contiguous repetition.
So
they're a little... You want to start singing?
No, I don't want to start singing at all. I think everyone would tune out. Do people use this science to when they're writing music? Is that part of the craft of writing a song? I don't know. I've never done one before. To think, okay, let's put this into practice and try and create an earworm so that we get really good record sales, for example.
Yeah, look, the level of detail that I'm providing you is fairly new in terms of publicly available research. And it's much more likely, because earworms have been around probably since music was invented, it's quite likely that people do this intuitively, so that they get a sense of, oh, look, this has got a real hook, this is going to work. Because artists don't need that level of knowledge. They have it at an intuitive level. It's more what's happening. Science is starting to catch up with understanding the underlying psychological mechanisms.
Emery, I'm wondering if we do get stuck into this loop of earworms and we can't stop singing the chorus, that part of the song, is it similar to, I suppose, almost rumination in terms of ruminating over a problem and there is no solution to it, and we keep thinking and thinking, oh, you know, I wonder what would have happened if this had happened, but there is no solution. Is it a similar sort of pathway that we're talking about?
Well, it comes back to, it doesn't say anything directly about rumination. What it tells you is that the way the brain works is not, it's not a simple linear machine. It's more complex. It's a multidimensional complex device that processes information not in a way a logical, rational person would expect, because we're not logical, rational creatures. We have to learn all that, right? So we pretend that we're logical and rational, and when you're ruminating about something, we think, well, I shouldn't be ruminating. Why am I thinking about this over and over again? But that's just the way the mind works, for whatever reasons, whether it's evolutionary, because when there's something ruminative happening, you need to spend more time thinking of it, so it actually is functional. So I wouldn't directly connect it with earworms, but in terms of the mechanisms of how the mind works in this non-linear manner, not a simple this happens and that should happen, that that's really a characteristic of just being human, that we're still trying to come to terms with in a scientific age where we don't want that to happen.
We're chatting with Professor Emery Schubert from University of New South Wales about why certain songs get stuck in our heads. Emery, we mentioned earlier that one way you can get rid of it is run down the street, sing the song to strangers, and we'll get rid of it straight away. What's, I suppose, a more palatable way of getting rid of it?
Yeah, so probably the some suggestions are just sing the song through to the end, and again, that could just be a way of lifting your mind, you know, keep picking up where it is, but then just carrying on so that that looping stops. But that doesn't take into account the state of your default mode network, right? If the singing got the default mode network to stop being active, right, then yes, it would work. But it really comes down to the factors of what can you do to switch off that default mode network. So they are social interaction and awareness of what's happening outside you, or getting it to focus on something else, to trick it into looking for some other material that doesn't have that looping.
Right. Sue in Southbank says, Let It Go. What do you reckon of that song? Let It Go. And you can't let it go.
I mean the melody, da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum, da-dum. Then again, da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum. It's got the contiguous repetition.
Love it. Emery, you know the science now. The music industry isn't aware of it. You could make a fortune.
Well, I thought we could go into partnership here, but if someone is listening.
Sounds fantastic. Emery, I love it. A couple more come in. Oh, Mickey, Tony Basil.
Yeah, as soon as you start singing that, it's almost a chant, right? The chant repeats immediately. So the challenge would be for someone to ring in with a song that does not have contiguous repetition.
All right.
Maybe I haven't been really clear on what contiguous repetition is, because I'm being a bit technical, but really it means there has to be no part of the song where there's a fragment that's sung that's immediately repeated. That's really going to be, I would challenge anyone to ring through, and I think the best contenders would be Happy Birthday and God Save the King, and neither of those do have contiguous repetition.
Emery, great conversation. Love chatting with you. We're going to play the Earworms this afternoon, so if you get any more, text them in. Thanks.
You're poor listeners.
Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it. That was
a pleasure. Professor
Emery Schubert from the University of New South Wales. The text number is 0427 569 949. I'm going to play them. So text in. What are your earworms? I wonder which one will get stuck in your head tonight.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.